comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often.
Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman, CBS News, about the battlefield in Donbass. Are the Ukrainians getting what they need to fend off the Russian superiority in artillery and heavy weapons and missiles raining down on the Ukrainian cities? Also, what is coming? What is promised? What about air? Here's Colonel Jeff McCausland giving us a comprehensive look at what Ukraine has, what it needs to sustain the battle through the summer. More of this tonight.
Yeah, I think they're getting the weapons they need. There's still a question in my mind, which is very difficult to ascertain, how readily and how able they are to rapidly distribute the weaponry to the various locations throughout the country. It's one thing to get it to Ukraine. It's a second thing to get it to the units that have to deliver the ordnance. It clearly seems to me in the last week or so, as we've gotten reports about Russian missile and drone attacks against Ukrainian cities, that once again we're seeing a very high percentage of those weapons intercepted by Ukrainian air defense. So I think we've seen a dramatic improvement in the air defense that Ukraine has even over the last few weeks. There's also reports that the Ukrainians are now able to come back up to a level of artillery fire that they enjoyed, you know, earlier in the year. For a while, the Russians were firing 10 rounds for every one round that could be fired by the Ukrainians. And very shortly, we should see the beginning of the arrival of the F-16s, which will also be important for controlling air as well as air defense operations over Ukrainian airspace. It'll be a real question to me, though, John, where those particular aircraft are based and how the Ukrainians establish systems to protect them, because once they are on Ukrainian territory, those bases will become a very lucrative, important target for the Russians to fire upon. And then last but not least, of course, Ukrainians now having the ability to fire beyond the border using U.S. weapons into Russian territory is very important, precluding the Russians from having, if you will, a sanctuary where they can mass forces for offensive operations into Ukraine or use those locations as sites to launch missiles, artillery, or have Russian aircraft dwell over Russian airspace while launching glide bombs on Ukrainian territory. That also is an important policy change that has an effect on the battlefield.